The Prague-based Christian charity Caritas has long been involved in projects in Uganda, in East Africa. This month, they embarked on a new project, opening a new elementary school providing education as well as meals to poverty-stricken kids. 200 or so children have begun attending the school sponsored from the Czech Republic. Caritas' Jarmila Lomozová was my guest, and I asked her more about the project as well as her charity's long-term dedication to the African country.
It has been already 10 years of our presence in Uganda, and our main aim is helping the poorest children in their education. We have started in the year 2000 the child sponsorship program. It was the first project implemented by Caritas in Uganda, and today already nearly 4,000 children are helped, are sponsored by individuals, families, parishes, schools in the Czech Republic.
Now, do you operate in all parts of Uganda or throughout the country or just in some regions?
We do have a couple partners, local partners. So we operate in the district of Lugazi, Kasana Luwero, Nebe, Gulu. We have expanded to Gulu, which is the northern part of Uganda, where still the conflict is there and the area is not very safe till these days. So there are four or five districts approximately where we operate. The biggest number of projects are in Lugazi, which is the district located to the east from the capital, Kampala.
In general, how would you describe the situation regarding poverty or social conditions in the areas where you are involved?
Uganda is a developing country. It means you will find millions of people living in poverty, without the access to education, to healthcare, to safe water, to any job opportunities. We know places where children live without really having chance to attend even primary school. This is why we also decided to not only support children in their education, paying the school fees and uniforms and all the needs, school items, etc., but we have also decided to build a new primary school in the area where there is no education at all.
This is the school in or near the town of Kitula?
Yes, it is a village pronounced Chitula in local Lugandan language. And it is really a remote village.
How did the project come together?
We have decided for this project 2 years ago. First reason, we really wanted to help those children who have no access to education or who travel long distances for their school. And the second reason, we wanted to get experience of running a school. We are at this point of time supporting nearly 200 schools, 200 local existing schools, and we face problems of low quality, really lack of materials, skills of teachers, etc. The quality is very low, especially in the state schools. And we need this experience of running our own school so that we can spread the knowledge, the know-how to other schools as well. Our primary school can be a model institution for future for us.
Let's take it step by step. What was in this area where the school is standing today? What was there, say, a year ago?
One year ago, there was forest or bushes of trees. It is a piece of land which was donated by our local partner, the Diocese of Lugazi, and there was simply nothing, just bush, just trees. So we have started from the point zero construction and working on the ground, on the land, to really build up a new school which consists of so far four classrooms, administration block, and we plan accommodation for teachers and other classrooms as well. The first day was really lovely when the children had for the first time the opportunity to see all the buildings, to enter the Blue Gate. They have seen for the first time the classrooms, which are painted with colors. Every classroom has a different color. They could see the administration block where they can meet their teacher and the headmaster. We have a kitchen. Children are getting not only school lunch but also one meal in the morning so that they have good concentration, good attention during the studies.
There are two official languages. What are the languages that they're being taught in?
The children are being taught in Luganda, which is the local language, and later on, when they grow up a little bit, they pick up English.
Tell me how the school works, or how the pupils who attend the school are connected to the sponsorship program.
We have decided that all the children attending our new school will be selected for the child sponsorship program, and this decision will also help us to finance the operation of the school for future.
And how does the sponsorship program work? Is it the kind of adoption program where a family here or a couple or a person here would adopt a child there? Or is it anonymous where they're just giving funds towards the project?
It is not anonymous. The sponsors who decide to sponsor a child to finance his or her education. The sponsor gets a profile of the child. It means he or she knows the name of the child, receives a photo, and also receives letters regularly from the child. So it is very nice opportunity to connect two families or two persons together. And of course, what is important, it helps the child to complete not only primary education or secondary education, but for the most talented children, even a university. It does make a difference.
From what I read, a large part of the population is Christian. Does religion play a role to any degree other than the fact that you're a Christian charity? Does it just stay at that?
We help all people regardless their faith. The difference is only that we usually seek a church-based partner, local partner in the target areas where we work. This is for the first time when we have chosen a Czech patron. In other projects of ours, we usually choose a local saint. For example, for our hospital, we have chosen Saint Lwanga, Karl Lwanga, which is Ugandan. And we have simply wanted to spread a good name of the Czech Republic and make this patron a little bit more known. And he is one of the most known person or saint from the Czech Republic, so the choice went this way.